This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
One of the biggest regrets that we have as pet parents is that our animals just don't live long enough. We want them around as long as possible. So what if you knew about certain anti-aging modalities, supplements, techniques that could help your pet live a longer, healthier life? You're listening to The Pet Health Coach on Pet Life Radio, and I'm Jody Teich, your host. Today, we're going to be speaking with pet longevity expert, Dr. Heather Oxford, and we're going to be talking about some really valuable information for us pet parents to help our pets live longer, healthier lives. But before we get going and you meet Dr. Heather, we're going to take a short break from our sponsor. So grab that healthy beverage, get comfortable, and we'll be right back.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Pet Health Coach on Pet Life Radio, and I'm Jody Teich, your host. So Dr. Heather Oxford is a Los Angeles-based holistic veterinarian, and she is a pet longevity expert, a pet longevity medicine expert. We crossed paths around a longevity product that I found really exciting, which we're going to be talking about a little later on today, but we're going to be going through with Dr. Heather the science behind pet longevity medicine, the types of things that she's doing in her practice that are helping pet parents have healthier, longer living animals. And you're going to get some really, really important information about how you can help your pets too. So welcome, Dr. Heather. I'm so happy to have you on the show.
Well, thank you so much, Jody. Thank you for that wonderful introduction, too.
My pleasure.
It is such a pleasure to be here. I am so excited to talk to you about such an amazing topic.
Yeah, you know, anti-aging, longevity, it's like such a big buzz topic the last couple of years. And while it's been focused mostly on humans and the different incredible technology and modalities and products that we have available to us today, what a lot of pet parents don't realize is that we have a lot of this for our pets too, and that we share a lot or could share a lot with our pets. So I'm very excited to talk with you about this, but I want to like sort of set up a little bit of context. So would you share your story about why you wanted to become a vet?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, from the time I was 3 years old, I believe I wanted to be a vet. I've just always had it in me. And I think there are a lot of us out there like that. There was just nothing else. And so it's always been a passion of mine. I've always been interested in medicine, always been an animal lover, you know, but I actually started in my career path in epidemiology. So I got a master's in public health first. Then I went to vet school and worked a little bit in general practice. And before long, it actually in just like 2 short years, I decided I want to get to the root of problems. So then I got acupuncture certified and rehab certified, started doing mobile rehab and acupuncture for dogs, mostly dogs, some cats too, in about 2013. So I've been doing this for a while now. And then in 2019, really got hooked on longevity medicine and anti-aging science. And I've just been digging as deep as I can since 2019, trying to keep up with the ever-growing body of research in this field.
Yeah. And boy, keep up is like a great description because it's moving fast and furious. Before we get like go deeper into this topic, I just have to say one thing, because when I looked on your website and I saw you with, I think, your dog.
Yes, that's my dog.
Your dog is the coolest looking animal. Like these rust-colored eyes and just beautiful. Is your dog a Dutch Shepherd?
Yes. Yeah, very good. Yeah, it's not a very like well-known breed, I think. But yeah, she's a Dutchie.
Oh,
and
man.
She's a cutie.
She's gorgeous. You're going to see a picture.
Thank you.
Of Dr. Heather with this beautiful dog. What's her name?
Anya.
Anya, with Anya on the page of the Pet Health Coach, so you can see what we're talking about. But let's dive in now. So you were trained conventionally as a vet. You decided to follow an integrative, more natural path to get to the root cause, which is a beautiful thing. You have several different protocols that you work with in helping animals. Can you tell us a little bit about what protocols you use?
Yeah. So, you know, the majority of cases that I am called to see tend to be older dogs. And so the majority are going to have either arthritis or some form of like neurological decline, or sometimes a combination of the two. So that is really the type of patient that I see the most. And so I always want to do very, you know, condition specific protocols first, because my utmost concern is let's get this animal out of discomfort. If they are in discomfort, let's get them functioning better if there's some level of dysfunction or immobility. And so I always start there. So it's, you know, typically, you know, some joint supportives, antioxidants. I always say to people, you cannot supplement your way out of a poor lifestyle. So we have to go right down to the basics of, you know, what is this animal's like daily exercise routine? What is this animal's diet? Those are my two biggest things.
Amen.
That I have to go to first. Because if I leave a dog on a suboptimal or really poor diet, there's not going to be that much I can do with supplements to get this animal feeling better. So I have to start at the basics and then work my way up. Once I feel like I've, you know, accomplished my goal in that specific condition, making that better, then I try to go for, okay, let's really focus on longevity now, and let's try to get this dog's quality of life like thriving and excelling.
Perfect. I love it. You also use, you know, wonderful, like tried and true techniques, and some of them are techniques that some pet parents don't know a lot about. You use acupuncture, absolutely. You use laser therapy. I think more and more pet parents are aware of that. You use homeopathy, which I am a total geek for, an energy medicine geek, which is beautiful. But you use something called homotoxicology that I bet most pet parents haven't heard of. Can you tell my audience a little bit more about what that is?
Oh, sure. Well, it's trying to utilize, it's a concept in homeopathy of like affects like. And so I will sometimes, for some patients who have maybe gone down the whole conventional route, and I typically will start with like, you know, my laser, acupuncture, more typical supplements too. And for some patients, they still need a little bit more. And so I will give them, you know, either an oral form or sometimes even injectable form of some of these like homeopathics that are going to help to just further flush out pain and inflammation and get these patients feeling a little bit better. Sometimes I find that they just need some of that to help get them kind of over the threshold. And then we can start to see some real results.
Yeah. I think pet parents need to understand that a modality like homeopathy, as you said, like cures like, it's not doing something to the body. it's stimulating when you get the remedy right, it's stimulating the body to heal itself, to start that healing process. But what I thought was super cool about the homotoxicology was that it focuses on the idea that toxins are at the root cause of conditions, illnesses, and disease. And we know we live in like a toxic soup today, you know, and our babies, right? Our babies are four on the floor. So whatever it is on our floor or on the concrete or the grass, as well as what's in the air and food and water, you know, it's just, we sometimes have to really flush the body. That's why I love that you handle nutrition and lifestyle, because it's the foundation of the house, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And as you said, you know, they can be kind of the canary in the coal mine. They can be sentinels for human health. And many times they are. We see the symptoms occur in the pet much sooner than they occur in the human. And so many times people have learned that they have been affected by mold, you know, or thing, you know, chemical exposures in the house through finding out, you know, something with the pet's health. And this is also like kind of a touching upon the whole bigger concept of why dogs are such great models to study for the whole process of aging, really. Everything happens faster in a dog's physiological system than in ours. You know, they've got compressed lifespans, unfortunately, compared to ours. That's the worst aspect of it.
I know.
It's just not fair, but we're working on that. So, you know, they live a shorter lifespan than us. They are exposed to almost all of the same lifestyle factors, including like those chemical exposures and foods that we're eating in the house. Many times our dogs are eating the same ones. And they also have the very similar standard of healthcare to us. They are like the perfect models. If you could pick a species, there's no better species than dogs to study, to learn about our own human aging.
I love that. And what's so interesting too is we're so connected with them energetically. You know, they're so intuitive. They pick up so much from us. You know, we look to them for so much. So it's really interesting how sometimes with what you were saying about how looking at the trajectory of their health in their environment as a precursor to our health in that same environment with them, it's so interesting how sometimes we come down with the same types of things, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I cannot tell you how many times I will see a dog and I can tell the person, all right, your dog has right-sided sciatica, that there's some sacroiliac pain. Usually before I even get that out, the client is saying, oh my gosh, that's the same thing I have.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It happens time after time, and there is a connection. I've done this too long to think that it's just coincidence anymore.
Absolutely not coincidence, but really, really interesting and crazy. So yeah, let's dive into anti-aging medicine. What do we know about longevity, some of the medical breakthroughs for our pets?
Well, I would say not just for pets, but in the science. I mean, first of all, just in the past decade, there have been over 40,000 peer-reviewed, published scientific articles in anti-aging per year. This is the fastest growing sector of research there is. And so it's growing by leaps and bounds. Just since 2022 or 2023, the scientists have been able to add three new hallmarks of aging to our framework of how we understand aging. So now there are 12 very predictable, basically pathophysiological markers that we can look at so that we as veterinarians and doctors can actually start to look at aging as a disease. It's a disease model that we can clearly see. There are things changing at the organelle and cellular level, right up through organ systems and the entire organism, that are classic. And there is a through line across mammalian systems where this is consistent. So that has been really helpful in basically identifying targets for intervention for aging. So in longevity medicine, the whole premise is basically, choosing safe and potentially effective compounds or molecules that can selectively target one or more of these 12 hallmarks of aging. And so and they're not always, supplements. Like many of these things can be targeted by, as you said, like some of the modalities that I do and some of the modalities that people who are very interested in biohacking and longevity, they're already doing. Like a lot of people are already doing infrared, heat, like saunas and cold plunges and, acupuncture, ozone, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, there are a lot of modalities that help with longevity in addition to lifestyle factors that you can, just trying to control diet and exercise and, hormones and some other things, and then supplements. But my biggest thing is, as a veterinarian, I first and foremost want to do no harm. And that's, the Hippocratic Oath for doctors as well. And so we have to really be careful when we're looking at supplements and pharmaceuticals that are out there, because this is such a huge market, $191 billion market.
Wow.
So there are a lot of things out there, and we have to really, stand for safety and efficacy, or we will basically fall for anything. So I try to be very selective, and I don't want to ever over supplement an animal or myself. And, I think most people want to do the same thing. They want to do the most effective thing and not overdo it. And a lot still is unknown about longevity medicine. And so we definitely don't want to be harming ourselves in the long term in search for longevity. That would be counterproductive.
Absolutely. And I think that's really sound, obviously. We're going to take a short break for our sponsor. But when we come back, we're going to talk about how we share and can share so much with our pets when it comes to things like anti-aging, cellular repair, health in, inducing supplements, modalities. And we're going to talk about a supplement in particular, which is how I met Dr. Heather, that is super interesting, that stimulates something in the body that you may never even have heard of. So don't go away. Refresh that beverage, healthy beverage, and we'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back. If you've just joined, we're here today with Dr. Heather Oxford, who is a pet longevity expert. She is a veterinarian and she is a holistic doctor. And I want to talk a little bit more now, Dr. Heather, about some of the things that I have been seeing more and more over the years as a pet health coach and an energy medicine practitioner. In terms of modalities that we share more and more now with our pets that are healing, stimulating the body to heal, supplements that, who knew that we can share all these things that we're learning or we already know are great as anti-inflammatories and immune system boosters for ourselves that we can share with our pets. Let's talk a little bit about what you've been seeing with this in modalities as well as in supplements. And then we'll get into the supplement that we
The supplement, right?
Yes.
Okay. So even before I started doing longevity medicine and learning about that research, I was already doing the modalities and lifestyle factors. So basically diet. So starting with like, I feel like diet, maybe it depends on depends on the day whether I'm going to say diet is more important than exercise. These two are neck and neck in my mind as far as like importance for longevity. And they are baseline. So I start with diet and I want a pet to have really good quality, but also we need to look at quantity of diet. And so the biggest factors that affect longevity are knowing your ingredients are good quality, knowing that it's not an ultra processed food. So if you are, you know, looking at a, you know, a processed food, you're going to see on the ingredient list a lot of big words you can't pronounce, you've never heard of them before. That should be a red flag that you've got, you're probably looking at an ultra processed food, which is the equivalent of like us eating Cheetos or something, you know, like
McDonald's every day.
Yes, McDonald's every day, yeah. Right? And then you think about like variety and robustness of the diet. And again, if we ate the same thing every single meal, every day of our lives, we would not be doing very well in a fairly short amount of time. So same thing holds true for our dogs, although they are really good at hiding any illness. You know, one of my colleagues has said, our patients are hardwired to lie to us about their health. And this is true. They will not lie to us about anything else. They are loving. They are loyal. But in nature, if you're looking sick or weak, you're going to get, you know, you're going to get killed.
So yeah, very vulnerable.
Yes. And so a lot of times we don't know until it's a little bit further down the line if they're not feeling well. So if you are able to provide a whole food diet that is balanced, there are so many companies out there that are making good quality foods that are real food and lightly cooked or raw. Depends on your pet, which one is the right one, but lots of good choices that are balanced. You can home cook, but you just have to make sure you're balancing it so that they're getting all the essential vitamins and minerals. There are resources available to do that. Also affect, you have to make sure that your pet is getting the right quantity. Food is not love. We do not want to be, you know, contributing to this obesity epidemic, right?
Yes.
Which is going to cause your dog to develop arthritis even sooner, or cat to develop arthritis even sooner, and other,
lots,
you know, endocrine disorders. Yes. Yeah. And so we can do that by, you know, just making sure that the calories are a little restricted, or intermittent fasting, just like us. So Dog Aging Project has been a fascinating resource for a lot of this, the lifestyle research. And they have found that once daily feeding is actually very protective for cognitive health in dogs. Based that off of, I think, over 11,000 dogs in that study that they looked at. They also looked at the intermittent fasting model, and it was protective against gastrointestinal, hepatic, pancreatic, endocrine, a whole host of diseases. And that was like based off of 24,000 dogs. So these are really good. It's good data. So intermittent fasting is a really good way to feed just, you know, single day. I want to add, we don't need to do this to our puppies or kittens. They are too young for intermittent fasting, but once they've hit skeletal maturity, they should be okay to be intermittent fasted as long as they don't have some kind of a condition that would limit that. And then I also have been using infrared laser and acupuncture. So the infrared laser, and this is very similar to, you know, an infrared sauna. It's actually really helping with one of the biggest hallmarks of aging, which is mitochondrial dysfunction. And I think many people have heard of this term throughout COVID. It's been one of the major factors that has made COVID more severe in people over 60. It's mitochondrial dysfunction that contributes to those cytokine storms and inflammation that has occurred with COVID, making it more a higher mortality risk for people over 60. So infrared really helps to prevent mitochondrial dysfunction and stimulate the mitochondria to produce more cellular energy, really just, I mean, helps with muscle preservation and increased nitric oxide production. So it's anti-inflammatory. So many, many benefits of infrared, in addition to the anti-inflammatory effects that rehabbers have been using it for so many years now, but we just didn't know that it had all these pro-longevity effects as well until more recently. Acupuncture, so helpful for inflammation. It actually will help really suppress the initial inflammation that occurs with infection. So it'll help to kind of control the innate immune system, and then it will help to boost the adaptive immune system. So we can really see a balancing out of the two arms of our immune system just through an ancient technique that's been around for 2,000 years. And now we finally understand how it's actually helping not only to, you know, help when we're sick, but also to keep us thriving even longer. And so those are the main modalities. And then also I try to incorporate exercise. So just like for us, I think everybody tries to do a little bit of cardio and a little bit of strength training. Those are like the two key aspects of exercise that are going to help you prevent frailty, which is that aging related muscle loss and, you know, bone density loss that can really wreak havoc on us as we get older. And so for dogs, it's so important that we try to key in on doing a little bit of endurance or cardio, and that's like walking or trotting, and that's with regularity throughout the week, you know, maybe 5 days a week of doing a 20-minute walk. But my patients especially, I've got to really tailor that to their needs. I'm not going to send a 15-year-old dog who has severe arthritis out on a 20-minute walk. Instead, I'm going to, you know, start with 5-minute walks 3 times a day. I just want that dog moving. The more movement we can introduce into the body, the less pain that pet is going to perceive, the more circulation they're going to get. They're going to start to feel the effects, and it's going to be able to build on itself instead of fatiguing that pet and sending it into more pain if we tried to do too long of a walk too soon. And then some strength training. Actually, dog interaction, like doggy play dates, are actually strength training. They're going to be tugging. They're going to be jumping around a little bit. Those kinds of activities are strengthening. Sprinting is strengthening. So, you know, just there are many different ways that you can integrate aspects of exercise into your pet's life. The really cool thing is for us dog owners and some cat owners too, when we try to exercise our pets, we're getting the benefit as well for ourselves.
That is so true.
It's helpful. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing all of that, Dr. Heather. I also think that, you know, things you mentioned earlier, like ozone therapy, we share with them could be very powerful in tackling and addressing infection, parasites, you know, all that kind of thing, right? So, and then things like quercetin,
yes,
or curcumin, or medicinal mushrooms, you know, compilation. These are just a small handful of the many things that we're able to share with our pets, which brings us into something that I just learned about recently, which is NAD production in the body. Can you explain what NAD is, what it does for us in the body, what it does for our pets in the body? And then let's talk a little bit about leap years.
So NAD is, I consider it kind of the fundamental molecule for longevity, but for our cells, it is the absolute fundamental fuel. So it is what's produced in our cells, and it is what fuels our cells. And without it, our cells die within seconds. So it is crucially essential for our cellular health. Now, the interesting thing about NAD is that as we age, our NAD levels naturally start to decline. NAD is something that can be increased with fasting diets and also exercise. But over time, our cells start to lose the amount of NAD that they have. A lot of that loss is due to inflammation. which we know is one of the hallmarks of aging. And probably we're not getting enough exercise and we're not fasting ourselves enough to really keep driving those levels up. So our NAD levels are declining as we age. And this is really just sets us up for not great stuff happening. If we're trying to do the same amount with our body, but with less fuel and with more inflammation and more mitochondrial dysfunction, it's not an ideal situation. NAD is, for longevity purposes, it's triggering sirtuins, which are these proteins that David Sinclair has done a lot of research in at the Harvard lab. And these are what are really making our DNA repairs. So you can see if you don't have as much fuel triggering these guys to repair DNA, you're going to get a lot more DNA damage as you continue to age and, you know, further decline. Same things happening in our pet. And so the really nice thing about leap years is that it has an NAD precursor in it. And so, well, let me back up one second. So NAD, it's a great molecule, but we can't feed it to ourselves and get it into our cells because it is too large of a molecule to be absorbed in our stomach and our intestines. So what we have to do if we want to take it orally is we take precursors or building blocks or NAD. And so leap years has one of those building blocks in it. And leap years product not only has the NAD building block in it, but it also has a senolytic in it, which another one of the hallmarks of aging is cellular senescence. And this is, many people have maybe heard or read about the zombie cells that are in us as we age. And these are basically senescent cells or cells that have gone to sleep. They've kind of lost their ability to provide really good effects for our body. They've started to overaccumulate because our aging body is getting less good at cleaning those out. And so when we have an accumulation of these senescent cells, they can kind of turn into zombies, which then start spewing out a lot of toxic inflammatory agents. And so a senolytic is a product that will actually induce zombie cell death. So the leap years has not only the NAD building block in it, but it also has a senolytic in it so that each month you are giving your dog a couple of doses of this senolytic that is going to wipe out or clean out your zombie cells. So there's going to be less baseline inflammation and less inflammation to drive down your NAD levels, allowing the NAD building block that's in the leap years to work even better.
That is amazing. So just so people who like to go a little bit deeper understand, when you talk about building blocks, and this is so important because even for us, everyone, there are products on the shelves of health food stores and supplement stores that are NAD products. And many people don't realize that taking NAD is not really going to do a whole lot for you for that very reason that you explained. The molecule's too big, and that we need precursors. I don't know if in this case it's MNM. Is that one of the precursors in there in leap years, or is it another precursor?
It's proprietary.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah.
But the important thing is to do your research, because sometimes you're buying something that getting the impression that it's putting more of something in the body when in fact, scientifically, biologically, it can't. That what you really need is something to stimulate the production of that in your own body or in your pet's own body. And so that's what I love about leap years. And the senescent aspect is really wonderful because any help that our pets can get, especially as they age, with cleaning up those cells that are just, they really shouldn't be around anymore. They've served their purpose. They're sleeping, they're misshapen, they're, you know, we don't want more toxins in the body. That's fantastic. So yeah, I think this is such a really wonderful and interesting product. And it's the very first product that I have heard about that stimulates the production of NAD in the body, which also helps create energy in us. So I would imagine it helps create more energy in our pets as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I just want to say they did, you know, pharmacokinetic studies on their precursor and their senolytics. So they know it is bioavailable in dogs and it's, you know, equivalent to bioavailability of precursors that we consider successful for humans. So they've done the research. We know it is safe. We know it is effective. And then once they knew it was safe and effective, they put it through a placebo-controlled trial, double-blind, at NC State for 90 days. And it included 65 dogs. And they found really good results with not only, you know, activity. So I think they found that activity level in dogs roughly doubled, I believe. And I see that every day when I use it in my patients. I see their energy level just really start to improve, sometimes within just about 10 days of starting the product. I mean, it's one of the fastest responses I've seen in any supplement I've, you know, started. But also, it really helps cognitive function. And in this population of animals, like this older population, you know, it not only stabilizes cognitive function, but I've seen in many of my older patients who have maybe developed a little, you know, I'm going to consider it a little dementia, maybe not complete cognitive dysfunction yet, but just a little disorientation sometimes, maybe some anxiety that never used to be there. I'm seeing even these effects, you know, starting to improve and sometimes even resolve. And that is another finding from the study that they did. They did find that that was consistent across their 65 dogs. So I think this product is really wonderful. I really like it for most every one of my patients that are, you know, I start them, if I see them at middle age, I start them at around middle age, but I see it most effectively and most pronounced effects in my oldest patient that I started on. So it's just profound. There's just not any supplements prior to leap years that has such a almost universal effect on my oldest patients. And really the one thing that I absolutely love about it is that I have not yet seen side effects from it in any of my patients. I haven't seen any gastrointestinal upset. And I've even had a couple of patients who have gotten into the jar and eaten like half the tub.
Oops.
And it seems to not have any negative side effects. I also am seeing that older dogs that have stopped like eating breakfast. This is a really common complaint in older dogs, is that they'll not have any appetite in the morning and they'll only eat like in the evening. Within a few days of starting leap years, I've seen a lot of these patients even get their appetite back for breakfast. So it's just these things that I wouldn't even anticipate happening. And then of course I see them live longer and stronger. And to the stronger point, I had a 17-year-old Maltese on this. And I had been treating this dog for years, measuring limb circumferences, trying, you know, just monitoring muscle atrophy. And after 2 months of being on leap years, he actually started to grow muscle.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Like muscle mass type of muscle?
Yes.
Like we all,
yes,
for aging, want more of? That,
yes,
is very exciting. And I mean, it seems like leap years targets the most common issues that pet parents face with aging pets. So, you know, the mobility, the cognitive decline issues, which are heartbreaking to witness. And oftentimes, you know, pet parents are putting their animals, their dogs, on pharmaceuticals. That always has fallout. So this is very, very exciting to hear that we now have a product that is showing such success in these really targeted issues for seniors. And I love that you mentioned starting them in middle age, because to me, you can't start them early enough to keep the hum of the body engine running smoothly and efficiently, and to make sure that they age well. So I think that's,
yes,
amazing. Where can people get this?
Oh, leapyears.com.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're direct to consumer. I think they do sell to veterinarians. So a lot of vets have it stocked in their clinics. Yeah, so you can get it however you want to.
That's perfect. And before we end, because we're coming up to the end of the show, are you still a concierge vet where you go to your clients' homes, or do you see them in practice? Do you only do it that way? Do you see clients online? Is it really limited to Los Angeles? How does it work for you?
Yeah. So I don't do the conventional services, but I do acupuncture and rehab exclusively in the homes. Yeah.
Got it. Okay, perfect. Yeah. So if you are in the Los Angeles area, then Dr. Heather Oxford would be a great choice to reach out to if you have issues with your pet that her modalities can help. Thank you so much for being with us today. I think that, you know, you shared some really important information and introduced my audience to something that they probably never heard of, and that is truly a cutting edge product for our pets. Is this only for dogs, or can cats take this too?
It's only for dogs. I've been talking to the company and they say they're working on cats.
So okay,
hopefully
good.
That will be soon.
Good.
Yeah.
Because cat parents are saying, come on, you know, don't forget us.
Cats too.
Yes.
I know.
All right. Well, we'll have to stay tuned about that, and I'll keep you guys posted as well about that. Thank you so much, Dr. Heather. I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much, Jody. This was a pleasure.
I'm glad. And thank you all for listening. As a certified health coach for people and pets, my mission is to share holistic healing information for the whole family to create vibrant health. So tune in next time for the expert interviews, the tips to give the animals we love the longest and most vibrant life we can. I'm Jody Teich, and you're listening to The Pet Health Coach.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.